embrace quality and affordability as you discover discounted brand name outdoor workwear, adding functionality to your adventures. Let Fraser's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin be your portal to the past, where exceptional finds await at every turn.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Jurors appeared riveted to Stormy Daniels testifying about a sexual encounter with Donald Trump in 2006, which he says led to hush money payments 10 years later during the presidential campaign. At the New York courthouse for the Trump criminal trial, ABC's Olivia Rubin.
It was so damning inside of that courtroom. Many people could not believe what they were even hearing about a former president who was in the courtroom with his family and some campaign staff hearing about a sexual encounter.
The judge overseeing the former president's classified documents case has indefinitely postponed the trial. Legal issues over how classified info is to be used need to be resolved. Police have cleared a pro-Palestinian tent camp at the University of Chicago. Administrators say they had safety concerns. TikTok and his parent company in China is suing the U.S. government, saying a new law potentially banning the app is unconstitutional. This is ABC News. An historic change for an American institution. For the first time in its 114-year history, the Boy Scouts of America is changing its name to Scouting America. The organization still coming out of bankruptcy after a series of sexual abuse claims. It'll be a few more days before Starliner gets its next launch window.
The problem was not with the Boeing Starliner, but with an oxygen fuel valve on the Atlas V rocket that was to carry it into space.
You have one in your home on your hot water tank that's not all that different.
Tori Bruno is with United Launch Alliance, maker of the rocket. Now, if this were a satellite launch,
the satellite would already be in orbit.
But this time, the lives of astronauts Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore hung in the balance.
We don't do that when people are present.
The next launch attempt could come Friday. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Roger Penske has suspended the president of Team Penske and three others for two races. It's a reaction to an illegal software cheating scandal used by three Team Penske's cars from March until it was discovered last month. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear arguments over the city of Racine's use of a van to facilitate absentee voting during the fall primary in 2022. A Racine County judge ruled in January that using the van was illegal. He also found the van stopped mostly in Democratic-leaning neighborhoods. Today is World Asthma Day, and this week is Air Quality Awareness Week. Travis Knudsen is at the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency. He says vulnerable people might need to schedule their time outdoors this summer.
Maybe when our air quality is bad, we reconsider those outdoor activities and instead just stay inside with a HEPA air purifier running.
Wildfire smoke can cause GIs, coughing, and short-term breathing difficulty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bow to the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Crew losing last night in Kansas City, 3-2 to the Royals. Milwaukee's Gary Sanchez with a two-run homer. On the mound, Bryce Wilson held the Royals scoreless through the first six innings. Then KC came back with a three-run rally in the seventh, followed by some plays too close to call. Pat Murphy.
Two real close calls at the end. I'm not questioning the umpires. I'm just saying two real close calls at the end changed the game, but we got to do more. You know, we didn't hit with a runner in scoring position until that time.
NFL Packers coaches meeting with the media. So what's it like not having left tackle David Bakhtiari anymore?
I mean, it's always sad when stuff like that happens. Obviously, he was such a huge part here for such a long time and a phenomenal player and phenomenal leader. It's just been different. Like last year, other guys had to step up and basically take the room over. And that's where you saw guys like Elton and Josh Myers really, you know, just become the leaders of the room. That was fun to watch.
That's the Packers offensive coordinator, Adam Stanovich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you save money like never before. Just spit it all at a tourist.
Really cool station.
98Q Country.
Special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
3, 2, 1,
get up, get out of here, go!
Back at the track, gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up!